The task force was formed after the assembly voted to end public testimony before everyone had a chance to testify on a controversial labor ordinance last spring. Jane Amvick chairs the panel, which released a draft of its findings September 20th. The task force made 9 specific recommendations, including one having to do with the interpretation of the municipal charter.
The charter says that under the Bill of Rights that citizens have the right to be heard at public hearings prior to the adoption of an ordinance. So we concluded that if you've started with a sign-up sheet and you've got people who are signed up and ready to testify, that the Assembly has to listen to everyone. They can't cut it off.
That's exactly what the Assembly did last March when hundreds of people flooded a hearing on a controversial labor ordinance, also known as AO 37. A ballot measure to repeal that ordinance is awaiting a court test. Amvick says the task force also recommended limiting the Assembly's dinner break to 15 minutes, better visual aids during hearings, and finding a way for citizens to weigh in online during public hearings. The task force is composed of 11 residents who met and reviewed the charter, ordinances, and the policies and procedures regarding Assembly public hearings. It had a public hearing of its own about the process on September 3rd. Engvik says the recommendations are based on public testimony given at that hearing. A final public hearing is set for 6 p.m. at the Lusac Library Assembly Chambers on Tuesday, October 1st. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.